Now we're joined in the studio by Reglan Community Radio Station Manager, Reglan Morning Show host Aaron Moore. G'day, Aaron.
Hey, Craig. How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm just experimenting with being the guest for an interview and where I might put the microphone. I've been learning some new things.
Yes.
I've only been doing this for 10 years.
So a better angle like that, more comfortable, sort of not...
It's less in the face. I notice the guests often when we'll go to do the interview, they've never been interviewed before, and just as we're about to go on the air, I shove this thing in their face, and they're a little taken aback. So it's not the best way to get off to a smooth start.
All right, well, yeah. Discovering you're learning every day, aren't you, Aaron, on the job?
Yeah, I must admit I am. Yeah.
Yes. And this isn't going to the... Yes, there's little problems up there. You're not only a host, you're like a technical guy, Aaron. This broadcast is not going out as far as it usually does because there's something up with the transmitter.
Why are we admitting that? Are we going to admit this on the air?
It's out of our hands.
Out of our hands.
Act of God, kind of.
If you're on Free FM, it's fine.
Yeah, Free FM's all right.
But yeah, on Reglan Community Radio, we're using a backup transmitter right now because something went wrong up the hill at the main one. And... which is up by the cell phone towers, if anyone's wondering. You can't see it. It's not nearly as big as a cell phone tower. But yeah, after this, we've got to go up and have a look and see what might be the problem. But at least we've got the backup. And yes, we're online at reglanradio.com.
Of course. Yes.
I just dropped that in.
I keep forgetting to say that. Yeah.
It's weird doing this without headphones on, I've got to say.
I can give you a pair if you want to have a 10 pair on.
No, I'm going to get a full guest interview experience.
Yes.
I think.
Nice, gentle. I'll be gentle with you then, Aaron.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And how long have you been tied up at the station, Aaron?
I started just before my daughter turned one in 2003, so that's 19 years. In fact, she's nearly 21.
Right.
Yeah, but I was a volunteer for a while, and then I disappeared for a while.
Right.
And then 10 years ago, came and started this job.
All right.
Yeah.
10 years, okay. And how many DJs would you have think? Here's one for you. Get your brain going. How many DJs came and gone in those 10 years, would you say?
Oh, I don't know, man. Like,
what, dozens? Hundreds?
Probably over 100. I don't know.
Because at the moment there's 30-odd?
Let's say 100. Yeah, but I don't really know. Mm. We've had quite consistent DJs. Back in the past, we used to have a lot of DJs, but they come and go really fast. We've had quite a few consistent ones. But yeah, quite a lot. And we got over 30 at the moment, yeah. And yeah. Just talking to someone yesterday, going to train them up soon for another DJ. So
it's exciting.
It's all good.
What's their style going to be?
I don't know yet.
All right, figure it out.
Some interviews, definitely some interviews and some music. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I won't say any more because we're just this is the early stages. They might even back out for all I know, just yet.
All right.
Yes.
And so say I want to be a DJ. What do I do? Come and visit Scary Aaron Moore in the studio, do I?
I just was wondering if we're doing this interview because before I answer that question, because maybe you've forgotten how to do a few things and this is like a subtle way of finding out.
No. I'll remember most things. The show usually goes all right.
It usually goes all right.
Yeah, it usually goes all right. So, but no. I'm not. I haven't got you sitting here. I'm here to talk about the station.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here to talk about.
Yeah. If I were you, I'd turn the microphone a little bit closer towards you.
Like that?
Yeah. That's...
I thought you said turn it the other way around, so like you'd talk past it, I thought you just said.
Yeah, but you're getting a little bit past it and moving around.
Not the only one to tell me I'm getting a little bit past it, but anyway.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. It wasn't meant to be. Anyway, what was I going to say? How to be a DJ? Get in touch with me at the station. You can just drop in. Sometimes people do just drop in because I'm here. I do my show till 10, and I usually hang around all morning, most mornings, except for Thursday when Jeff does the Jazz Mataz show. So you can just drop in to see me, or you can email me, manager@reglanradio.com, or just go to the website. Or message us on Facebook, all that usual sort of stuff. And then will you tell me more? Tell you more?
Well, let me relay my experience, shall I? I was thinking about it for months and months, and I was like, oh man, it'd be cool to do a radio show.
For months?
Yeah, for months.
Well, I should say, like, people are often a bit nervous about it, I don't know if I can be a DJ. It's really easy.
That was me for sure.
And you don't, I know other DJs have said, oh, my friends and family, like, how did you become a DJ? I just asked. There's no great hurdle to be on Reglan Community Radio. There's no, you have to prove anything.
Yeah, the biggest hurdle is, taking that first little move towards it, because, like I said, I was thinking about it for months and months, and I was like, oh, man, shouldn't I? I was like, oh, nah, probably won't be any good, blah, 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 the usual sort of self-doubt things that go on in your brain, you know?
We don't worry if our DJs aren't very good. That's all good. That's all fine. But you do, to be honest, though, you do get the chance to work on it.
Yeah,
you know, like when I started off, I recorded my first show, And I listened to it afterwards, and I was horrified because I spoke in a really quiet voice because I was just sitting in a room by myself with all the screens in front of me and quite a small physical space. So I spoke quietly.
Yeah.
And I had to learn how to like big up the voice a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. When I'm in here by myself, everyone needs to learn that a little bit. But I got the chance. No one criticized me or told me how to get off the air, but because I wasn't doing it right off the start, you know, I just kept listening to myself and working out what I wanted to sound like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think these shows probably sound better than I did when I first started, probably, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
The first show, actually, I think I forgot to mention before, Jess Hill from Dreamview and Bronwyn are coming down soon anyway to do an interview as well. So, and she was the very first guest I had, and I went to go listen to back to that show on the archives, Freedom Community Radio Archives. You can go in there, folks, and there's most shows there. I know I put mine up. You, Aaron?
Yeah. Yep, everything's archived everything's properly.
In. Excellent.
On the hard drive too.
But yes.
But you couldn't find it.
Nah, I think I forgot to record it. The interview was there, but no, the whole show wasn't.
No, it's around because I replayed it.
Did you?
Yeah, I played it because I actually wanted to interview Jess myself, and you interviewed her first, so I thought I'll just replay it. So it's at the very least, it'll be in there in one of my old shows too, but I don't want to find it that way. That'll be...
Okay.
It'll be around somewhere.
Yeah, it'll be lurking in the system somewhere. But yeah, it wasn't on the things anyway, but yeah, the interview was anyway.
Great systems we've got here.
Yeah, very
no, we're relaxed about stuff is the way to put it.
I remember feeling really nervous and, you know, made a few mistakes, but you always do when you're doing something new, right?
Mm,
But yeah, I'm trying to remember the process. I just came in here, well, you showed me once. You were sitting here once and do this, do that. And then
if someone gets in touch, we talk about what they want to do, and I usually say to them, look, it's up to you what you want to do. We're not going to tell you what to do. We're going to tell you what music to play. We want you to bring your thing to it, you know, the thing that you're passionate about, the thing you care about, and create your own show. So once I've convinced people that they can do what they want to do, we talk about when they're going to do it and all that, and then we come in on their first show or maybe an hour before. And when I do the training before the show, and then they can keep doing the show so they remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And the training is pretty basic. I mean, the mixing desk looks a little intimidating,
yep.
But we don't use a lot of it most of the time. And so it's a lot simpler than it looks. And it's just about getting a bit of practice in. And so I'm here the first time you talk on the mic and the first time you play some songs and all that kind of stuff. I'm here to make sure it goes right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And once you've kind of got a little bit wired, then I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, there are lots of dials and flashing lights and things like that, but yeah, you only really, oh man, I'd only use an eighth of them, if that.
Yeah, well, we've got three in use at the moment, two mics, and the most of the sound comes out of the computer, like you're playing songs off the computer, so.
It's
simpler than it used to be. When I started, we were still using CDs. There was a little bit of computer music, but that was more like actual DJing, where you had to, you know, you'd play the song and then you'd stop it and start the new one. Crossfade it and do a bit of that, but nowadays you can just it's easier.
Okay, well that's good because I did used to play CDs actually. Now I think about it, back in the when I first started the show, I don't know why I don't now, but I just don't. Maybe I should start again. Maybe
doesn't really matter.
No, the sound quality is better, I think, now on things like YouTube and that than it used to be.
Mm. Well, CDs are all right. It's tapes that were pretty rough.
Yeah. Look at their own little charm about it, I think, you know, the old tape sort of music. Probably wouldn't want to listen to it all the time, but every now and then. Yeah,
the charm of flat and hissy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you don't even need I came in with a half-baked idea. Oh, hey, man, Aaron, I want to try and do like a some sort of farming show. And you're like, oh, yeah, sweet, as. So yeah, you don't need like, right, this is what I'm going to do, Aaron, this, da 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 da. You sort of, I guess you just make it up as you go along, I suppose, Aaron, most of the time.
I kind of...
Not like you do, because I know you're coming prepared, super prepared every day.
Yeah, Craig knows that I don't. Well, but I do it so regularly, right? It's kind of a different kind of preparation. But to start with, I did make it up as I went along. I was a volunteer DJ starting off. I was nervous. I was super nervous on my first show. But after about 4 weeks of doing it once a week, I sort of... It dawns on you that you're the only person in the room. And the nervousness wears off pretty quickly. Yeah,
yeah, it's like that. Yeah, I was nervous for it. You know, I still get a little nervous before a show, I guess.
But, did you do an interview in your first show?
Yeah, straight away.
Yeah, that would have freaked me out. I didn't do interviews for a few weeks.
Yeah,
and I still remember the first one I did. Like I had all the questions. You see me do interviews now. Like I have a few notes scribbled on a piece of paper. I had the questions written out properly, and it was just as well because I just I kind of was freaked while I was doing it. It seems really funny now. But I was like, I'd ask a question and the guy would answer. It was someone I knew as well. He'd answer it. And then when his voice stopped, I'd clock that his voice had stopped and I'd ask the next question. And that was about, I wasn't listening to what he was saying or anything properly, you know.
Yeah. Just trying to get through your questions.
Yeah.
What was that one about, do you remember?
Oh, that was a band that was going to play in Raglan. It wasn't even the subject matter of normal subject matter of my show.
Yeah.
It was just like I wanted to get into interviews and I thought, oh, yeah, that would be a good thing to do. Do it with someone I know.
Yeah.
Just ask about his band and the music he's going to play.
Yeah.
Nothing complicated.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I luckily I already knew Jess because, I did forget to do stuff when I did the interviews, but... flabbergasted.
Yeah, you're probably the only person who's come in and done an interview straight away because that is a lot more challenging because you're supposed to be concentrating. You haven't even worked out how to monitor your own levels, never mind your guest levels, and get prepared for questions. It's
it's complicated. It's not super complicated, but, you know, kind of.
It's really, it's complicated like riding a bike is complicated in the sense that to start with it's complicated and it's hard, but once you've got it wired, it's mostly okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to encourage people here, and not put them off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, once you've got it wired, it's good. But most people don't want to do interviews anyway. They want to bring some music.
Yeah.
So that's all good. That's easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's simple as that, really, isn't it, Aaron? Yeah, well, get a hold of you, wander in here and do a thing.
There's a charge. Like, you pay $25 to join, because we're an incorporated society, we have members, so you become a member. $25 for the first year, $10 a year after that.
Yeah.
So, and that gets you access to the studio and all this equipment and the transmission. Yeah. And we also show you, and we also teach people how to podcast now, too.
Ah, yes. There's a podcast thing coming up, isn't there? Has that been organised?
It's in the process of being organised. Yeah, we're going to do a podcasting workshop.
All right.
I mean, I'm not sure. We've got a committee meeting tonight. We'll work out whether we're going to do it just for our DJs or if we've got the space to open up for other people as well, because there might be some other people who'd be interested. In fact, I know Katie over at the Environment Centre is interested. I talked to her earlier.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. That'll be a fun one. Yeah. Mm. I'll be looking forward to doing that. Would it be much different to doing this?
The thing with podcasting is you have to promote it.
Right.
Like, we're not going to teach people how to do all the audio stuff because you guys already know how to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's what I've taught you, right? That's what the training is that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And you practiced at it. Really the biggest thing with podcasting is you promote it, because if you just put it up on Spotify, I mean, who's going to know it's there? So you got to promote it. But also, there's a certain way of, I think there's a way of shaping it differently. Like live radio, you know, we can come on and we can do, oh, how's it going? How's the weather? You know, and everyone's just got their radios on and you kind of casually move into the interview.
Mm-hmm.
But when I podcast my interviews, I tend to cut all that fluff off the front of it, because mm-hmm. it's a bit more on the, you know, people are on their computer and they just want to click and get straight into it a little bit more.
Okay, I don't think I'll do that.
And there's ways of like, and you would put, often for a radio interview, I'll save the most interesting stuff for last. But online, you would reverse it. You'd do it the other way around because you're trying to keep people listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's the way I do it. Usually start off, you know, tell us about yourself and things like that usually, you know. So there's that. Then I ask important stuff and then, you know, it'll either go somewhere or it doesn't.
I've made it sound more systematic than I really am. But, you know, it's like I'm just kind of described the difference. So there's a bit of a difference in like mentally preparing yourself for doing a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Mm. All right, Aaron. Well, simple as that. That's basically all I want to get you on for.
Should we say about the people on Free FM? If you're listening in Hamilton, don't contact us at Raglan Community Radio. Contact Phil at Free FM.
Yes.
Well, he's the manager there. But he's got a team. He's got staff, unlike me. Contact, if you're in Hamilton area, contact Free FM. They set you up for some podcasting.
Right.
And some live. Actually, they don't do their stuff live, I think.
Man, how many DJs have they got?
100? I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
It's a bit different. But we're doing pretty well for our small population out here in Raglan to have over 30.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
And thank you, while we're talking about Free FM, thank you, Phil and the Free FM crew for taking the show over there. I kind of wasn't expecting it, but thank you. I hope some people at least enjoy it over there.
Yeah, a shout out to Mike, too, who's the program director who after Craig's done a show, he edits the show, puts it together, and sends it through to Mike, who sits it in the playlist running. So
thank you, Mike.
And he's the poor guy who has to chase us up if we forget or something's gone wrong.
Yeah, it's happened a couple of times, Mike, but I'll do my best. Last week was a little slow. Sorry about that. Got chatting. My fault. Oh, actually, something else I was going to mention, Aaron. Jordan, who was one of the original DJs, he was on air maybe a few weeks, a few months ago.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, he came back for a one-off show.
Yeah, did like a six-hour marathon show, which is cool because he played a lot of interesting stuff. But I remember him saying, because it started at the school, the actual station, before it came down here at the
town. Yeah, it was actually physically in the school property, yeah.
But he was saying something like, I can't remember exactly, but he because of doing like volunteer, like community radio stuff, he ended up like getting an actual career out of it.
Yeah, for a long time he worked in the media in Australia. I can't quite remember the details, and he's not doing it now. But he did do that for a while, and it's like you see the fancy commercial radio DJs, and a lot of them have come from, or they came from like student radio back in the day, like Marcus Lush.
Yeah.
So it's the chance.
I remember listening to him on my BFM.
Because you don't come fully formed. As usually, as like a celebrity radio host, and so for a lot of those people will have started off. John Campbell was on Radio Active in Wellington, I think, when he was a student.
Oh, really?
So they get their start doing that, and you iron out all the wrinkles and things like that, and then move on to other things potentially. Yeah.
So yeah, there's opportunities there, and it's fun. It's a great crew too. While I'm paying my dues, big thanks to Raglan Community Radio crew. They're a good, fun, sort of very diverse mob, but yeah, always have fun. We have little get-togethers every 3 months or something usually.
We'll have a Christmas thing at the end of the month, probably.
It's fun, and you get to meet some really interesting people as well who are into different stuff, and I must say, you also expand your how much music you listen to, I think, too. Because when you're doing, I don't play heaps of music, but I'll play, a bit of music, but you kind of, to stop boring yourself and your listeners, I guess, to a certain extent, you got to expand out your
music. Go looking for music.
Find new music,
I probably
which is
stopped.
Always cool,
At this stage, I probably would have stopped looking for new music. Well, not like when I was in my 20s anyway, but because I'm on every day, I've got to keep getting new music.
So where do you get all that stuff that you play? Because I know the New Zealand stuff comes through to you on playlists or whatever.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, Jess, come in.
I don't have time to indulge like I used to when I was young, but I know that if I go to Triple J FM is always in Australia. They're always a good source of music,
right? Yeah.
You can Google music lists that people have done in the genre that you're looking for. So, kind of do that. I need to find shortcuts. And Triple J FM, they're like a government run youth station in Australia. And the way they choose their music is the DJs and managers have a meeting every week, and they kind of argue passionately about which music should go on the playlist the next week, which is way different than a commercial operation where they're like, okay, this one should bring us a listener in this demographic and this, that kind of approach. I really like that. And they bring up a lot of interest in new music.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might actually bring that up at the meeting tonight then, Aaron, because maybe the DJs, whoever wants to, should debate what goes on the morning show. Is that a workout?
No, I'm in charge of my show. We don't tell you what to play on your show, and everyone. That's a real important part of the station, is the DJs do get to play the music they want to play.
Yeah, it's not sweary ones at 8:30, before 8:30.
Yeah, whatever, the watershed at 8:30. That seems to be a thing we follow. Yeah.
All right. Very good then, Aaron. And while you're here, thank you for running the station. You do a good job.
Oh, thank you.
I do enjoy listening to the morning show. Yeah. And keep up the good work, and thanks for coming on, Aaron. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Anything else you want to add while we're on about this?
No, I think I'm done. Right. I'll hand over to Jess now, who's waiting to be interviewed.
Yes. You wanted to. Did you have a story with a song you wanted to play or something, didn't you, Aaron?
Oh, what song were we going to play?
You wanted a Bob Marley one. What was that one? I'll play that.
It's on the Auto DJ program.
That's right.
Yeah. It was just because when I first started listening to the station 20 years ago, there seemed to be an awful lot of Bob Marley on the station.
Okay.
It seemed to dominate the random playlist. So so this is Could You Be Loved.
Hey, Robert.
Craig's going to play.
This is goes out to Aaron, station manager, who's kindly joined us today. So, simple as that. You want to be a DJ, you're just going to hold Aaron. He's not as scary as he sounds on the radio, and trot into the studio, and it's fun. Fun little hobby. So I'd encourage anyone listening who wants to do that one.